You're listening to SBS News.
Climate change has been at the top of the global agenda, especially this week. There have been heat waves in Europe, colossal floods in Pakistan, and prolonged droughts in China, the Horn of Africa, and the United States. For the United Nations, these disasters are the price we're paying for environmentally unfriendly policy. So says UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
We double down on this fossil fuel addiction even as the symptoms get rapidly worse, even as we know the cure. Our leaders pledged in the Paris Agreement to limit global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees and build climate resilience. This year's United in Science report shows that we are way off track.
Australia has been encouraged to play its part in heading off further disaster. The former president of Kiribati and Palau's former president, Tommy Ramengesau, met with MPs in Canberra this week. Kiribati's Anotay Tong says Australia's recent legislating of a 43% greenhouse gas emissions target by 2030 is not going to be enough.
What we must understand is the climate change will not be addressed just by addressing Australia's domestic emissions. It's about the global emission. And unless we can address that as a global community, including Australia's contribution to it, we would never address the problem.
Now two key organisations, Oxfam and ActionAid Australia, hope to add to the pressure on Australia's government to meet the climate crisis head-on. The two organisations have released a report that calls on Australia to increase its finance commitments before the United Nations holds a meeting on climate in November in Egypt. Oxfam and ActionAid want Australia to top up its commitment to $3 billion. They say Australia's climate funding is currently just a tenth of our international fair share. Oxfam Climate Justice Lead Melissa Bungaras says an increase in funding is one way to repair its relationship with the Pacific region, for which climate change is an existential crisis.
I think that for a number of years now, the Pacific have really wondered where Australia has been on climate change, because we really have been missing in action, particularly at these conferences. I think for Australia to actually come forward and show its commitment is really critical to that relationship.
But Ms. Bungaras says spending more on climate change will have a direct benefit for vulnerable groups, especially women and children. She says they need to be a priority.
Not only are they among the most vulnerable to climate change, their roles in society mean they often don't get priority access to finance and other resources to adapt to the climate impacts. But also the system itself is not set up to prioritise their needs.
Farah Kabir is the country director for ActionAid in Bangladesh. She says climate change is having a direct impact on the lives of women and girls there. ActionAid has recorded cases of teenagers being forced out of education and into early and arranged marriages, all because of climate change, as global warming causes incomes and livelihoods to dry up.
These girls are in their, you know, premature. I mean, they're 13 or 15, and this is when they should be in school. They should not have to get married. And they don't know how to cope with that life of a married woman. So there is gender-based violence there as well.
ActionAid hopes the recent emissions legislation passed by Australia's Parliament is a sign they'll want to move in the right direction.
Given the new government in Australia and their commitment to climate change, we are hoping that they will play an important role in the global stage and remember to connect climate justice with gender justice.
Deborah Grock, SBS News.